Hey guys, this is Tasha, Justine, and Tashina, bringing you all the things you wanted to say but wouldn't, and all the things you were going to say but they say you shouldn't. Welcome to Get Out of My Head.
We're back.
Welcome back. Justine and I were sitting here like, dang, it's been 2 years since we did the last podcast.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So did you miss us or what? Are you serious? I can't believe that 2 years ago. Yeah.
2 years.
Our second episode was dating in 2018. We are so in 2020 right now.
Wow.
And 2020 is almost over. So, yeah.
Yes, guys.
I'm sorry, y'all. Life
Welcome
happened.
back. Life does happen.
To all our viewers who was listening, man, I'm sorry. I did not realize it was that long.
2 years. I know before too, like we had stopped. Justine was living in Charlotte. We were actually using this Anchor app and being in three different places while trying to record this stuff. And what we wanted was, I kept harassing Justine to move to Atlanta, but she finally did.
Yeah.
But we wanted to wait until we were all together to be able to actually record together and give you guys a better experience. But damn, 2 years.
2 years.
Man, we left y'all for a minute.
They say good things come to those who wait, so this is a good podcast, okay? So thanks for waiting.
Absolutely.
But what has been going on?
You mean besides COVID?
Right.
Including COVID.
Man. Life before COVID was a little tricky, but life with COVID is messy.
Let's get into that. Like, how has your life been since you found out about, I think, not even say since you found out about the pandemic, but like once we all quote unquote went on lockdown with no more being outside.
The first couple of months was an adjustment, like any other change in your life. You're can't really be ready for change because it's change, it's growth. Nobody's ready for that. So
Did y'all hear that matrimony?
exactly, change is growth. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just hoping for the best. You know what I'm saying? You're never gonna be ready for that. But I will say that it caught a lot of people by surprise, especially those who have children, those people who don't have children, and you had like a job where you had to interact with people, sending your kids to school, not sending your kids to school. It was a major change for a lot of people. Elderly people, it didn't just affect one set of age group or a particular race or anything like that. It affected everyone. So I want to say kudos to those who stood strong and stood their ground. And my condolences to anyone who's lost someone or was affected by COVID because it is a real serious thing to go through. So
Despite what Trump would have you believe.
right, despite what he would have you believe, because according to him, it's not his DNA, it's USA. I think that's some stupid stuff he said. But yeah, he's another story, another topic. But yeah, so we do want to say that to those families who were like tremendously affected by it. Our, condolences, our griefs, everything, our sympathy goes out to you guys. But it's been crazy. For me, I've had good and bad.
You moved to
The good part
Atlanta.
about it was it forced me to come out of my comfort zone and no longer like teeter-totter the situation. I just had to make a decision. And I think with this going on, it just showed me that tomorrow's not promised. So I have to live my life for the right now. And I just did what I had to do. So I've relocated, me and my daughter, and it's the best thing that I could have ever done, besides giving birth. But
Besides
this independence right here
that.
is something different. So yeah, that's my experience with it. Like I said, it's scary though. It really
Yeah.
is.
What about you, Tosh? What's been going on?
Well, when COVID was really just a lot for me pretty much because I work in, the beauty industry and that shit got shut off immediately. We were thankful, I'm thankful that we was able to go to New Orleans and turn up right before.
Turn up, turn
We
up.
went to New Orleans. And yeah, I'm I I do want to say, you know, condolences to people who lost people, you know what I'm saying, who, and shout out to those who got through COVID, okay? Because just by what off what people were saying, how it feels, and for you to be able to just get through that, you just a different type of creature, you know? So shout out to those people. But, you know, 2020 may have been bad for some people with this COVID, but the pandemic, it's, you know, it had its benefits for me, you know, as far as the little stimulus check. That
helped. Hello. Okay. Any money is, income up is good. I'm just saying.
Listen, it was a help, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't know what happened.
You also moved.
With COVID. Yeah, I also moved too. Was able to get into my place. Shit, Tasha's driving. Okay,
Tasha is driving. So, I hear that she got a license. Just a she has a car.
You know, and my business has been great. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? COVID had my business completely closed because it had me scared as hell. So I stayed in my house with them, whatever 6 to 8 weeks that was, that they wasn't allowing us to be in the shop working. And when they did actually open back up the shop, I still gave it a little week to see what was going on. And yeah, but since then, I've just been booming ever since. So yeah, COVID, it sucks because, you know, my social life, really, like going out and hanging out. Look, when's the last time we hung out? In March when we went to New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? That's the last time we really went out and did anything. So at least all together. And just because of everybody's level of comfort going out and all of that. So, I don't know. COVID has been horrible, but it's confusing too. Yeah. You know, it's just, it's very confusing. What we're supposed to do, what we're not supposed to do, you know? Yeah. But I can't, it's definitely, it just was it was more of a like annoyance or nuisance, should I say. Because it stopped me from getting money, but thankfully enough, at that time I was still working from home, so I was able to get that.
Speak about that too.
Oh yes, I was able to quit my damn job.
Yes, honey.
So I don't know. I don't want to say shout out to COVID-19 because I want you to go. I'm ready to travel. But damn, a lot of things have happened. Mm-hmm.
That's the part I'm sitting here hearing you guys talk though. I'm reflecting on how long this has freaking been, right? And like. Mm-hmm. What we know now too about how long COVID has even been around. Like I went to LA February, I don't know, 1st, 4th, whatever it is, the beginning of February. And when I came back, I kid you not, like half the people that was with me were sick.
Right.
Like out cold, sick, out of commission. I was sick. Not as sick as they were, but I was using it as an excuse to take off work. People were sick. And then we went to New Orleans in March, and then Justine keeps saying though too she don't know, maybe it was COVID.
I don't know,
she was sick, her daughter was sick.
Yeah, I was real serious for my family too. We, like Tashina said, February was, she had her issue in the beginning of February, and we went to Richmond, Virginia for celebrate my cousin's 30th, which was a milestone in her life, and everyone that was at that restaurant with us in that private room was sick. And it was like a chain reaction. And my cousin's family, her little family with her husband and her two kids, they were down for 2 weeks. And they think they had symptoms of it. And Kimora, my daughter, she was down for almost 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was a minute. But Justine was a trooper. She came with us.
I trooped it out.
That's a fact.
And then I got lucky. What was that? One more weekend we celebrated Danae's birthday though too. At least she got to celebrate her 30th. And it's like we went out that weekend, and then I never went back into the office after that. That was it. No more office. And that was March. And I'm like, so much has happened since then though too. I only had it for like a short period of time. I'm about to disclose information and be open with y'all though too, but like, I lived with my ex during COVID for like the first few months, and us not talking at all, like no talking, nothing at all. And he moved out, thankfully, during COVID. But I think about though too, like people who were stuck in the house together while y'all hate each other.
Yes. Talk about that.
I think that was like a major wake-up call for a lot of people. Not only that situation, being in a situation you don't want to be in, it also, I think, really made people also realize life's short, mm-hmm. and family is very important. That's what I got from it as well. Like, yeah. Family, it was so important to me at that time. And it was like, I got to bond with my family and see the things that mean the most to me.
Mm-hmm. Family. I feel like I was on happy hours every week when COVID first. Like, my poor liver, like, I had a happy hour every single day. But what I will say about that, too, was, like, what I kept remembering or reminding myself to do in the beginning is, like, to just be grateful. Like, there were mm-hmm. so many relationships I felt that were, like, strengthened for me, too, during them. Because we were always talking, and now when I ain't have nothing else to do. Usually, I'm always on the go and have nothing to do.
Everybody was on pause. Yeah. Famous people to just normal people. Like, it made them even realize, because you couldn't do anything. The whole industry, NBA, NFL, anything that you could possibly think of that people think they're untouchable, they are above this and that. They had to sit their asses down. Like, everybody had to sit their asses down, and it made you really think, like, tomorrow ain't really promised, so let's just put whatever we beefing about aside. Is it really that deep? And that's what I'm saying, like, too.
The crazy thing is, for me, for us, too, though, you know, we're speaking from a whole different standpoint mm-hmm. because, you know, we're in Atlanta. We're going to say Georgia together, but in Atlanta, the clubs are open. Lounges are open. Go out to eat. You could go do all these things. Mm-hmm. Other places are still closed.
I was just talking to one of my friends about that, though, too. I was talking to Sakara about that. And, like, just telling her, too, I'm trying to date y'all during the pandemic. That could be a whole episode of dating during the pandemic. But it's, listen. Like, I've been trying online dating, which I have, like, I feel like I'm coming to the conclusion it's not for me. But, like, where the hell do you meet people? And when I was talking to her, she's like, everything's open. You can get up and go out. And I'm like, yeah, everything is open. But I ain't trying to die. Just because our governor is stupid don't mean I want to be out and about doing everything.
Yeah, that's right. That's another thing. Like, that's real serious, because this whole, us being in Georgia, like, this state right here is on another level. And people's like, take over Georgia time. And I'm like, bro, like,
crazy.
Is it that deep?
Yeah.
It's really, for me, it's not. For me, I can speak for myself, it's really not. And I feel like if everyone just cooperated and set their asses down for a complete 6 months straight or whatever it takes, it will come back to some sort of normal. It's not going to be what it used to be. Thank God, because I think we did need this, like, wake-up call in COVID, because people are dirty. And that's it. Like, you needed this. Like, germs is remind real, you to okay? Wash your hands. Yeah, like, come on, like, for real. Like, sanitizer, it works. And soap and water, yes. Like, so, at some point, I think we needed this. Like,
Steve said y'all needed a reminder to wash.
You needed a reminder, because I was out before COVID and I seen some nasty things, okay? and it wasn't pleasant.
But I saw the transition, though, where, like, everyone was on complete lockdown, and then I kept seeing people, like, risk a little bit, like, oh my god, I'm mental, let me just try this and try that. And I saw myself, like, trying more things than what I would before, but then, like, retreating back, like, I'm doing too much, I'm not messing with it, nothing at all. But it feels like now it's like people are either one way or the other. Like, they're still operating under that, I don't say extreme, but, like, not doing nothing at all, or, like, full-blown, full steam ahead out there right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think there needs to be a medium. I really do. I think it needs to be a medium, because I feel like y'all going out to, like, lounges and stuff. First of all, let me just say this. I'm not going to nobody's lounge or party with a mask. I don't even care if it's bedazzled. I gotta lift out my mask and take a sip of my drink. No, I'm good.
What you been doing, though, Tasha? Like,
well, I'm going to be real right now. You know, everybody, when they get around people, it's like, wait, no, I haven't been. Listen, I work in a hair salon, okay? I'm there from, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, sometimes midnight, sometimes 1 in the morning. Okay, I'm in there all these hours. I'm not, if my client would like for me to wear a mask, I will wear a mask. Mm-hmm. But I don't generally wear a mask like that. As far as my nightlife goes, I'm really, obviously, as you see, I'm always at work, so I really haven't been going out like that, really. I've gone to the strip club a couple times.
The strip club? Depends,
I mean, yeah. I went to the strip club twice in all of this, and, you know, I've gone out. I just keep my hands clean and keep my hands on my face. What am I going to do? It's just like, I can totally understand, you know, everybody else's precaution. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, we're all supposed to be doing the same thing. Otherwise, it's not going to work. But obviously, everybody's not doing the same thing. And I just don't, I know I can't live my life like that. If I got to go outside, if I'm going to be outside, look, it's just what I'm going to do. Some people get through COVID. Some people don't. However God want me to go.
No, I feel like I've been like operating like somewhere in the middle. For those that don't know, I started doing real estate and I had my first closing in February, and then the pandemic happened and I was like, oh no, I'm not doing nothing. And I started back up again in like the end of July, beginning of August. And I have some clients where they're like completely covered up, germaphobes, not doing anything. And then some that like be straight staring at me with my mask on and don't have nothing on. And not that it was like an excuse for me to get up and go out and be out, but like I that's what got me out the house. And I am out a bit more now. I don't know. I'm not ready for no lounges or anything of that sort now. But I saw myself starting out with like Justine. I went with her family to Myrtle Beach and we did outdoor seating. So that was like my first start to it. And then I started doing indoor seating in restaurants, but like needing just ensure that they were like social distancing in the restaurants. Mm-hmm. So I've gone out to eat. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. But I'm not, the whole club lounge thing, I have not taken it there.
Yeah, I feel like that too. Listen, I'm not saying live your life in a bubble, because realistically, that's just, even if you go back into time, like our parents sent us to daycares at 5 and 4 years old to build up an immune system. So realistically, all these people who haven't done anything since the pandemic, I feel sorry for you when you do come in contact with a little bit of germs, because you're going to get sick. Your immune system is weak.
Yeah.
You have to build up an immune system. And even for me as a parent, like, that's what I'm doing with my child. Mm-hmm. I don't feel safe with sending her to school, and to each his own, because I feel like I'm taking her out in my comfortability.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I can watch her. I can say, Kimora, don't touch a surface and touch your face.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I feel like that's good for me, because I'm not keeping her sheltered. Even though she's not in school, we still go to the park. We still do. Mm-hmm. I take her to the grocery store. She goes with me sometimes to go get my hair, because she's a little girl. She needs to be around me doing those things. You know what I'm saying? She needs to know what it's like to pamper yourself. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to keep her sheltered. Like most kids, most parents are like, oh no, my kid's not going here. My kid, that's not realistic. Like at the end of the day, you have to give them some sort of air and let them be around, be outside or something other than your house, because then they're just immune to your house. So when they do go out, those are the kids that's going to get sick. Those are the adults that's going to get sick, because realistically, we need stuff to fight our immune system. Like, let's be clear, we all can't walk around here in bubble suits with masks on all day. That's not realistic.
Shoot. I wouldn't. I'm laughing at you talk about going to the grocery store, though, too. When this first happened, like, going to the grocery store, I'm gonna go pick up takeout, was like my going out. Like, I would get all dressed up to go to the supermarket.
Hey. It works. Gotta get cute.
Because I was straight in the house looking like a bum. Like, I'd have on, like, you know, loungewear. I'll take a shower and throw loungewear back on. So it was like, I needed to make sure that my clothes fit every once in a while.
Let me tell y'all, the first pandemic happened in March.
Mm-hmm.
After we came back from New Orleans, I didn't have my hair done. I was walking around looking like
Justine looking
from the color purple, y'all. I was looking rough. I ain't getting my hair done, my nails done for good.
I will say,
I don't even know.
It was a minute. Like, I did drag the scene when she moved out here to go get a wax, which is ass backwards. She getting a wax done. We getting waxes done, but not doing nails and stuff. But in our mind, it made sense. Logically, it made sense.
It did. It made sense, because it was like, it's just me and the wax lady in the room. So I was like, all right, I could do this. But I didn't get my hair done until I moved out here. Shout out to my hairstylist, Natasha. Check out her page. Okay, she's flavored. But I didn't get my hair done.
I got my hair done.
Yeah, because you was here with Tasha.
I will say, I keep hearing from my coworkers all the time. You are the only one I know in a pandemic whose hair was always done. Your hair is always changing. But I'm like, thankfully, I don't want to do my hair.
Thankfully, my cousin got skills. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, it really is. Because Tashina was like, yeah, I want to get my hair done. And I was adamant. Like, I'm not doing any mm-hmm. hair. But it's like, it's my cousin. She's coming to my house mm-hmm. anyway regularly. So, you know, she, it's fine.
Right. Tasha, yeah, I remember you like that. You told everybody, I'm not doing nobody's hair. And then I was like, Tasha,
bro, yep.
I need you.
But, yeah, I was looking, real rough the first couple months of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, all right, I got to get my life together because
this ain't right.
You have to take care of yourself. You do. And it's scary. It is. I mean, but at the end of the day, we're never going to know if you don't take baby steps. I'm not saying go all out and be doing the most, getting on flights, catching flights. And I feel like, bro, like, all right, you're doing the most now. Like, sit your day and take baby steps. Okay? Like,
I'm not going to hold you. I wish I was catching a flight to go somewhere.
I do, too. I really do want to travel. I want to go away.
Right.
I need a vacation. Like, I feel like I've been working so hard that I need just a mini vacation.
Something.
But I'm also like, if I can't drive there, I'm not going. That's just me right now. Like, I have to be able to drive.
I feel mixed about that. I'm not going to lie. I'm telling y'all, two dating during the pandemic. I ain't got no COVID tests. I haven't gotten one since all that stuff happened. But one of the guys, that's not crazy. This guy I was dating.
Okay, my girls.
Hold up, let me retract. This guy I was dating travels a lot for work. So I was just like, oh no, you traveling out here, not going to get me sick. But he's gotten tested so many different times. And that's why I'd be like, oh, okay, I guess I'm fine. But I'm jealous. Not that, like, oh, it's okay then because he's flying. But, like, I'm just, like, sometimes I just, is it worth it? Like, should I take that risk? I'm going stir crazy sometimes.
Yes, it's easy to go stir crazy right now, man.
I've just set, like, just little, like, goals for myself. Like Tashina said, I ease my way back into it, mm-hmm. into, like, the lifestyle that I used to live, like, getting my nails done and stuff like that. It was hard at first, mm-hmm. but I've done those things since then. I'm like, I gotta eat. I tried the delivery with my groceries. They messed up my produce. I'm like, no, I'm just gonna shop myself. You know what I'm saying? So I like to cook. I really, you know what I'm saying? So I've eased my way back into those things. And then, like, even traveling, I'm not gonna lie, me and my family, we've taken vacations during the pandemic, but we have driven ourselves to the location and we've gotten Airbnbs
mm-hmm.
where we're not. It's just the family. And we know, well, I can speak for myself with my family. I know that they have been taking the necessary precautions because we all have small children. And my cousin who's come with around us, her parents are elderly. So it's nothing to play around with at the same time. So I've just set goals myself. Like I'm not sitting here and say like, oh, I'm not doing nothing because that's not realistic for me. I'm the first, I work hard. I like to play hard. So I'm not going to sit here and make all this money and not be able to enjoy it. That's not realistic. But as far as flying goes, I will say I've set a goal that I'm saying, like, my first flight will probably be 2021 sometime.
Something to look forward to.
To look forward to. I'm not saying the beginning of 2021, but in that year, I plan to get on my next flight and travel.
Yeah, man.
Because I just feel like everything changed for us. We were all going on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first cruise and my daughter's first cruise, and it was just like death.
And that was our 30th. Niggas didn't do nothing for the 30th birthday.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It was, I literally did nothing because I didn't even see y'all. That was like one of my first years.
Justine would not come. I'm like, girl, we always celebrate our birthday together. And she was like, nope.
Yeah. That was the first year since our sweet 16 that we did not celebrate a birthday together, which is crazy to me, but
you know,
COVID.
But I honestly do feel like it's worse getting on this like political tangent, but like it is so much worse because of who is in office right now, where like it feels more important than ever to just vote
right, guys. Whoever is listening to this, vote. I don't care if you don't want to vote. I don't care if you think it's uncool. Just vote. I don't even care if you think like your vote doesn't matter. It matters. Get out there and vote. Don't let them tell you, oh, it doesn't matter. Da, da, da. Vote. please.
I'm trying to go vote tomorrow. I'm trying to go do my early voting and go cast my ballot tomorrow. Or my vote, whatever the terminology is.
Yes.
I'm about to go stand in line.
Please, please, please.
Over in the mall and go do it.
I'm hoping them lines aren't too crazy though either. But I feel like us, you know, people saying, I could say us because I think I used to say that too, like my vote doesn't matter. It's like, that's what they want you to believe.
Mm-hmm.
To stop you from getting out and doing stuff. That matters.
It matters. Yes, it does. Because you sit and say like, oh, it doesn't matter. And I'm speaking for myself personally. I feel like I should have voted, and I didn't. I'm gonna be the first to.
I'm not gonna even lie admit. To y'all. Like, even I was old enough to vote when Barack got in office, and I didn't vote.
That was my Barack first. Tasha? Yeah, when I voted,
I didn't vote at all. That was my first time voting too. You have to understand. It's like, it's unfortunate. You know, I don't want to. I'm not trying to blame. You know, my parents. I'm not trying to blame anybody, but it's like if you're not really taught at the how you know the level of importance and always just thinking or being told like your vote don't really count. It's not really gonna matter. Blah 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 blah. I'm not gonna get up and go stand in November in New York. Cold.
This is true, my friend.
You know what I'm saying? It's cold. I was 18.
Right.
Oh, I don't remember how old I was.
Now you was 19 because I was 18. That was my first time being able to go.
Right, because I know Danae went. I know Danae had.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I was 19. My son 3. You know, trying to go and stand outside in the cold.
I mean, that's real.
That is real.
And they make it.
It's cold outside, and y'all telling me my vote don't matter anyway. I'm not going to go stand outside. It's cold.
Yeah. Right? But those lines, this is what like how it all relates to each other. I don't want to say, I think when people say your vote don't count, it's like there needs to be more like context given behind that, where I feel like you make a difference more as you go down some levels. Like federally, maybe it's hard to do stuff. Like there's other stuff that were put in place that makes it harder, right? Mm-hmm. When you think about these long lines for polling and why they're so long. We think about like voter suppression. We're like, I didn't even really know voter suppression was a real thing until the race in Georgia where Stacey Abrams lost that governor race. Like, I didn't know what the hell that was. I take for granted the fact that I didn't have any issues when it came trying to go vote, that I wasn't running into that stuff. But like, it's all set up to discourage you from voting.
That is true fact. So don't get discouraged. Get out there, vote, because we need to make a difference. We do. We just need to make a change. And if you've been affected by this whole COVID thing, vote, okay? Vote.
You see it, because exactly. They knew for a long time all the stuff was going on. But what did you say? He didn't want to cause chaos in the world, so that's why they didn't flag it for the Americans. Like, they knew. And this is who we have in office. Exactly. This man lies about everything. He reminded me of my ex. They just lied. Just lie.
That's all they do.
You standing outside, you see the sky is blue, and they like the sky is green, and just like,
and will argue down because they are right in their heads. But no,
yeah, people be believing that shit. That's the stuff that kills me. Like, this man just blatantly lies, and people just be eating that up.
Yeah, I can't get jiggy with the ignorance. I will say, like touched on the beginning, the whole stimulus thing. Okay, cool, that was like a blessing, but. Don't keep him in office because you think you're going to get another stimulus, okay? I'm going to need to speak to
right, and this is what I'm saying. It's like, y'all could take his money and still not vote for
him. That's what I'm saying. You cannot vote for him, but don't vote for him because he's going to give you, you think he's going to give you more money because that's not even a guarantee, okay? So I'm going to need to speak to my ignorant people out there because there are still some of us that are lacking intelligence. Don't do that. Don't get sucked into this whole, oh, they're giving me extra this, they're giving me extra that. No.
Right.
It's a blessing, yes. And everybody has a stepping stone, yes. But don't get sucked into
but
that.
But I feel like it's like, not a short, I don't know how to pronounce, how to actually state this though too, where it's like a short-term blessing. Like, you feel like it's a blessing, you're immediate, I know it's an instant gratification where you're immediately seeing that effect because you're seeing that money in that pocket, but like, longer term, the things that he's doing with like actually helping corporate, like corporate taxes and stuff breaks for businesses, it is hurting your pocket in the long run. And unless you are one of those businesses though too, like you don't see that, you're not benefiting off of that.
And that's why I say the lack of intelligence plays a part, because it's just like you looking at it as a small come up.
Yes. And that's just for right now.
Temporary. Yeah. I think this is a perfect ending to the session.
Ending to this session. I think that is something to let y'all sit on and marinate.
Stew on that for a little bit.
VOTE. Vote. Okay? Vote.
It's important, guys. You have to vote and get that orange man out that office.
Yes. All right, all. But thank you all for tuning in. It has been a pleasure speaking to you all. We apologize again for being MIA for so long.
For so long. We do apologize for that.
We'll be back next week. I promise.
We'll be back next week for some juicy, juicy details. And if you listen to this and see us on the social media platforms, comment and tell us what you want us to talk about, because we want feedback. So make sure you do that.
Yeah. Comment on it. If you have like a topic you want us to discuss, put that in there too. Let us know.
Because we want to know.
All right. All right. Bye, guys.
Later.
Later. Bye.